Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
starting off with the spirit. So high. It is Sunday, May 6th. Good evening to you. I am your host, sanctified and set apart, with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir. Peace to you.
Amen. Blessings to you, doctor. How are you doing on this wonderful evening?
I am doing great. Had an amazing weekend, and I am living a good life, as we say.
Amen, brother. Well, you know, every good thing that you want and deserve, doctor, I hope it comes your way, because you are a hard-working young man, and you help so many people out. So enjoy the ride, doctor.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. I always like to open up with prayer. Prayer, to me, is everything. If you don't start your day off with prayer, you are not starting your day off right. So let us have a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, we just thank you for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. I say what you're going to do, Father, because we have enough faith to believe that whatever you do is right for our souls. We thank you, Father God, because we know that we serve a God that sits high but looks low. We know that we serve a God, Father, that has everything in his hands. And you will not withhold any good thing from your children. So, Father, we're just in awe, in amazement. We're humbled. We thank you. You have been just so good unto us, unto this network, unto every host, unto our leader, Miss Michelle, unto the good brother Hakim. You've just blessed us in so many ways. We just thank you, Father. And we look forward to the blessings that are to come, because we know that you are not done with us yet. But, Father God, in the meantime, let our hands be a blessing. Let our mouth and our feet, let everything about us be a blessing unto somebody. Because we love you enough, Father God, to bless somebody else. That is our mission. That is your plan for our lives. We just thank you, that's Father God, from the works of the enemy, as he comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, I release peace, love, joy, and hope to all within the sound of my voice. And let everybody who hears this prayer go out and pray for somebody else. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, doctor, this week here has been a blessed week for me, brother. just today in service along over at Dozier Memorial CME Church in Flint, Michigan, we had such a wonderful service, and I've just been on a spiritual high. For the last couple of weeks, last week we were up in Battle Creek and we couldn't get online, get to the radio show last week. And just from last week up until this week, it's just been, God has just been showing up and showing out, and just I have just been amazed at what God is doing. And I'm here to let everybody know that greater is coming. Greater is coming, and God is about to overflow. God is about to set you apart. God is about to show you what he can do. Amen. I want to start off reading half of my scripture for my lesson for tonight, because it is such a long scripture, I had to break it up. And thus, I want to read the first half to you now, which comes out of the book of Acts, chapter 16, beginning with verse 16. And it reads, "Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit and by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us, and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus.' And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope and profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace. And they dragged them to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly troubled to our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or to observe.' Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely, Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prisons and fastened their feet in the stocks." I just want to stop right there for a second before we move on. And I want to tell you that I am excited, happy, and full of joy. And I hope that you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. The word for this week is liberation. I want you to find scriptures that deal with this word. What does that word mean to you? What does that word mean to your Christian walk? Liberation. Find scriptures that coincide with that word. Find scriptures, and I want you to read those scriptures, but I want you to hide those scriptures within your heart. Live by those scriptures this week and see the blessings of the Lord. I would love to find the one person who has looked up every word that I've said, and I would love to see what God has done in your life, if you have lived by those scriptures that you found. I'm just so grateful to be before you. Brother Akim, do we have a caller come in before we move on?
Yes, we do. Let me patch them through.
Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Dante.
Good evening, sir. Brother Darius, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Before you go on, I have like two quick announcements. One of my church members passed away. She lived to be 84. But her husband died in October, and she just grieved herself. But I did see her on Easter Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Well, we definitely lift up the family in prayer. You know, it's a sad occasion, but it's also a blessed occasion because we know that God was in her life. She lived to be 84 years old. You know, that right there is just a blessing. The situation is very sad, but we will continue to lift up her family. Actually, right now, let's have a word. Father God, we just thank you for this young lady that lived 84 years, Father. We ask right now, excuse me. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you will touch her family, Father. Wipe the tears from their eyes, Father. Continue to hold them up, Father. Lift them up. It is not easy, Father, when you lose a loved one. But we know that we can trust and believe in you, Father, that we can hide behind that cross and we can cry and we can yell and scream, Father, but you will be the one to protect us throughout the whole journey, Father. Help us right now, Father, in this situation. Let us be a blessing to this family. Let us hold them up, Father. Let us call them. Let us be there for them. But most of all, Father, let us love on them. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And also, for the ones that's the members of the HubNet Radio Online Network on the Facebook page, I posted a story the other day of this one-year-old child in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the daycare workers beat this poor little boy.
My Lord.
And the article is on there for their own time if y'all want to read it, but it was brutal when I saw it for hearing the story. And he's going to recover, but a one-year-old child, I think, is going to take some spiritual and psychological healing.
Amen.
There ain't no way a one-year-old should supposed to be beat like that.
Never. If this is the same story that I saw, nobody should be beat like that.
I think the mom said on the news, they said they were trying to make up excuse that another baby did this. I said, no, there ain't no way another baby would do that to a one-year-old. But I was just in shock because I have two nieces, ages 2 and 1.
You know, I, Brother Darius, I have nephews and nieces, and regardless to how old they get, two of them are 25 and one 24, and to me, they're still babies, and just to see that and just to experience that, and it is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. But thank you for bringing that to our attention so that we can fall on our knees and pray for this child. Father God, yet again, we ask that you will bless, Father, this child. Heal his body, his mind. Father, let the wounds, Father, heal and not be seen. We ask right now, Father, that whoever was involved in this situation, that you will bring it to the light. I was always taught that what don't come out in a wash always comes out in a rinse. So right now, Father God, we stand in agreement that somebody knows what's going on and somebody knows what happened to this child. Move on our behalf, Father. We know that the battle is not ours, that it belongs to you. So, Father God, we ask that you will touch right now. Heal right now. But, Father, we need some justice right now. We need some justice for this child, for this baby. But I add a special blessing to his life. Let him come out of this, Father, better than when he went into this battle. Heal his brain, Father. Let there be no damage, no injuries. Just touch him, Father God. Touch his mother. Touch his father. Let them praise your name, Father, for life. Because you know what? It could have been a lot worse. This baby, they could be planning this baby's funeral right now. But you saw fit, Father God, to keep him alive. We just thank you right now, Father. It looks bad. It looks terrible, Father, but we praise your name because this baby is still alive. And we just thank you. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius, for that, for those words and information. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
As we continue to move on in the show, that just kind of, that just did something to me. But you know what? God is a healer, and God's going to fix this situation. I would like to read the second part of the scripture, which still comes out of Acts 16, going down to verse 25. And Brother Darius, you are, if you would like to stay on, you're more than welcome to stay with us.
Okay.
And starting with verse 25, it says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prisoner doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.'" May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject, a shifting in the atmosphere. The book of Acts is a compelling yet thought-provoking book. From a theological standpoint, the book of Acts is the New Testament book of history. It chronicles the small beginnings of this great Christian Zion that we all know and love. Luke, in this book, wrote about the struggles of Christian life. But he also gave God the glory for his wondrous works through his son, Jesus the Christ. During the early periods, all the remaining apostles, they faced persecution from the hands of King Herod, the Israelite officials, and all those who hated the name of Jesus. This specific persecution consisted of beatings, torture, cruel and unusual punishment, and even death at the stake and on the cross. Yes, I did say death at the stake. And what I meant when I say death at the stake, that meant that they would tie a person to a wooden plank, put all types of wood and flammable objects around the person's feet, tie the Bible around their necks, and then they would start a fire at their feet and burn them alive. All because they believed in Jesus the Christ. All because these men decided to give their hands, their feet, the way that they act, the way that they breathe, and the way that they thought, and the way that they loved one another over to the Lord. In other words, they decided to have a closer walk with thee. But let's deal with the scripture for a second. Paul and Silas preached and teached throughout all of the known world. And at this time, a woman who had a spirit of prophecy, a spirit of a psychic medium, who was held down by the hands of human oppression, she began to express who Paul and Silas were to the people of that region. And after a while, Paul became irritated, and as I read that, Dante stopped and asked, why would Paul get upset if the lady was confessing that these were men of God? The Holy Spirit began to speak to me and fill me with a word, and it said, because God does not need Satan's help in telling the world who he is. And Paul, being a man of no nonsense, spoke boldness to that spirit and removed the spiritual oppression from her. Those who made money off of her seized these apostles and tried to jail them. Yes, I said tried to jail them, because we all know that if Satan cannot get you one way, then he will try to get you another way. In fact, every round goes higher and higher, new levels, new devils. But thank God for Jesus. You see, up to this point, the world's power felt as if they were in control, that they controlled everybody. They controlled the Jews. They controlled the Sadducees. They controlled the Pharisees. They controlled the people, but they did not control God's people. I love this part. Do you know that we serve a God that sits high? Newton's law of physics says for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. God is a cause and effect type of God. I hear you saying, what do you mean, preacher? How can you back this up that God is a cause and effect type of God? Well, let me just tell you. Matthew 7:7 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find what you are looking for. Keep on knocking, and that once closed door will be open unto you. But let me add one more to this. When you kneel down to pray, God is just and quick to move on your behalf. Why? Because your prayers, your faith, and your praises create a shift in the atmosphere. You see, up until this point in the scripture, Paul and Silas were jailed for crimes that they did not commit, crimes against society that welcomed envy, hatred, lust, and all evil intentions and desires. I always say that fresh water and salt water cannot flow from the same spring. And this was not the first time that God's servants had experienced jail, had experienced this oppression. In fact, this was the third time in this book that you will find that these men had been jailed. But just like baseball, you get three strikes and you're out. Paul and Silas set up in a common prison. They did not curse. They did not yell or scream, nor did they fight or cause confusion. But what they did something spectacular. They did something unique. They sung praises and hymns unto God. They prayed their way through this oppression. And at that moment, and when they sung praises, a shifting happened in the atmosphere. A shifting was about to occur. Joshua 1:9 says, "Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for wherever you go, the Lord your God is with you." There are times that we have to go into some places that we don't want to be. But guess what? Every time that we go into a place that we don't want to be, God is saying that he is right there with us. If we have to travel down to hell, guess what? God is right there with us. If we have to travel into Timbuktu, we don't know where we're going, but we rely on God for the direction because he says that he is right there with us. I'm here to let somebody know right now, wherever you go and whatever you do, just know that God is right there with you. Sometimes it may not seem like you're walking with God, but let me tell you, you're not walking. God is carrying you, amen? As long as God is carrying, God is carrying you. There is a shifting in the atmosphere. Things are about to change. At the command of Jesus, we go through some crazy places, y'all. At the command of Jesus, the very first church that I pastored, I had no members. I had, and most times when you hear that, you may say, "Oh, there was a steward and a trustee there that met the pastor at the door and told the pastor, well, you know what, you see what the church, the condition of the church, so we got some work to do." Well, let me tell you, I mean that there was not a steward, not a deacon, not a trustee. Nothing was in that church but the building. When I said the command of God, we got to go some places and do some things, that was one of them. And with the help of the Lord, I was able to raise that church to 42 people. With the help of the Lord, we became a thriving church right there on that little corner. I'm here to let you know that God said that this too shall pass, my son, because there is a shifting in the atmosphere. There is a shifting that is about to take place in somebody's life. You have been dealing with it far too long. You have been just like the apostles of the book of Acts. You have been imprisoned. Some of you have not been in prison with shackles, but you have been in prison in your mind. And I'm here to let you know right now that there is a shifting in the atmosphere. There's a shifting about to take place. The things of old are about to be moved out, and God is about to set up shop and bring in a new era. But yea, though, we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because there is a shifting in the atmosphere. Now, I just want to say, I can't fight you, Satan, but I'm not afraid of you either. Your disciples, your minions, can all be put under my feet. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Peter, Paul, Silas, and all the other apostles who were jailed at various times did not worry, for they knew that God is on their side, and eventually the power would shift into their favor. That Philippian jail could not hold Paul and Silas. But the earthquake in this text is certainly a strange one. It is one that sets free instead of trapping and crushing. This earthquake that we speak of represents God's power causing a shifting to take place. causing a shifting in the atmosphere. No longer do we have to sit quiet and be doormats. My God can move mountains. No longer do we have to walk around with our heads down. My God supplies all needs according to his riches and his glories. And because my Father is so rich, when these old dirty eyes close, my Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. The war has shifted. We are on the winning side. Why do you think we can say, yes, I am blessed? Yes, I am blessed and highly favored. Yes, there is something about the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. You see, I can say that Jesus is Lord because I know that there is a shifting in the atmosphere. He is that great lily in the valley, that awesome lion of Judah, the God that makes a way out of no way. You need one more cause and effect. When Peter was jailed, the angel came down and opened up the gates, and his chains dropped to the floor. I remember in my life when the chains were so tight around my wrist. Somebody know what I'm talking about, amen? When those chains were so tight around my wrist that I could not move. But just like Peter, somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind, and somebody took out the time to pray for me. I am so glad that they prayed. And through their prayers, there was a shifting in the atmosphere. But the blessings that come from this story is not only were the prisoners set free spiritually, but the guard who decided to kill himself was comforted in knowing that the prisoners were still there. But why? Why would you stay while having a chance to escape? Why then did they remain in an area filled with dirt, dust, mice, rats, roaches, and the stuff that we flush down the toilet? Well, let me tell you why. Because their physical bodies meant nothing. The prisoners, the guards, and his household, it was all a spiritual thing. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God is a cause and effect type of God. It is time that we begin to start telling people that it's time for a shifting in the atmosphere. God sees the cause. But let me ask you, are you ready for the effect? You see, what happened was God said, I am tired of my people being jailed. I am tired of my people being hurt. I am tired of my people being looked at as second rate. I am tired of my people not getting the things that they deserve. And right now, I'm going to show everybody that my power is greater than anybody that tries to come up against my people. Somebody here needs to know that your God is greater than anybody that tries to come at you. If it's on your job, if it's in your house, if it's in your neighborhood, if it's that bully that tries to bully you every day, I'm here to let you know that there is a shifting taking place in the atmosphere. But let me tell you how you deal with the people that try to cause confusion in your life. You pray for those demons. You pray for those folks, and you let them know right now that you love them. Love can conquer anything that tries to come upon you. If you love the right way, if you love God's people, and we're all God's people, if you love the ones that try to throw dirt at you, I'm here to let you know right now that God will make your enemies your footstool. That is a cause and effect and a shifting in the atmosphere when your enemies are now your servants. I'm here to let somebody know right now that if you want to see the shifting that's about to take place, then gird yourself, put on your pants, put on your shoes, put on your coat and walk for Jesus. Walk to places that that nobody else would go. Do the things that nobody else would do. Accept the things that nobody else will accept. And I'm here to let you know that you will experience a shifting in the atmosphere. It's time right now that we stand up and be the people that God is calling us to be. If we do just that, if we show that we have enough faith, the faith, forget the mustard seed, I want the whole tree, amen. If we show people that we have enough faith of a tree, that God, Do you know what God can do in your life when you begin to let it be known that greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world? That I can take a beating, I can take a lashing, I can take a whipping, because I know at the end of the day that there is a shifting in the atmosphere that's about to take place. And one day, one day, I'll be free. One day, I won't have to worry. One day, I'm going to see that land flowing with milk and honey. One day, I'm going to have everything that I desire. That one day, I'm not going to have to cry no more. That one day, I will be with Jesus. That one day, I will sing praises unto the Lamb. One day, there will be a shifting in the atmosphere. Paul and Silas knew it. Paul and Silas sat there while all chaos was around them, while they had mice running and rats running across their feet. They sat there because they knew that the shifting was about to take place. They sat there. God gave them peace. And at the brink of destruction, a whole multitude of prisoners were saved. Their guard was saved. There was a shifting in the atmosphere. God is ready to move those mountains out of your path. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. God says you want to get across that bridge, but the bridge is crumbled. I'll give you wings to fly. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. No more crying at night, for weeping may endure for a night. But the shifting in the atmosphere says joy comes in the morning. I urge you to love on God and see what he will do in your life. This is for somebody. I want you to tell your neighbor that there is a shifting in the atmosphere. God is about to do a wonderful work. I'm just thankful that I'm here to see it. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen. Brother Akim, do we have any callers on that might want to give us a word of encouragement or a prayer request or anything?
Well, we have quite a few people who are logged in. They're listening in, but we need them to press 1 if they want their voices heard tonight. So please do so now. This time is set to the side for you. Take advantage of it. Please press 1 and get you right through.
Amen. Brother Darius, you have anything that you would like to add into that?
All I can say, I was listening to the word, and I just want to add, when about the faithful mustard seeds, and you sow that foundation, it can, and you just have to believe.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. I gotta believe and not doubt. Amen. If there's somebody out here that has a prayer request, or you just want to talk about the sermon from the night or the lesson, and you feeling good, you know, I want to hear from you. Amen. Let us know that there was something that touched your heart today. Amen.
Don't be afraid, y'all. Press number 1. Happy to put you through.
And while we wait for that, those of you who are listening, if you do not believe that you are saved right now, I urge you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you will come into my heart. I believe, Father, that you lived and that you died and that you rose again on the third day. Lord, be the head of my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I have done things, Father, that is not right. But, Father, I trust and believe in you right now that you can fix everything within me. Let me be your child, and you be my Father. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, salvation now belongs to you. If you sincerely meant it in your heart, salvation now belongs to you. Welcome home. Now I urge you to find yourself a good Christian church and be a part of that church and grow and become a part of God's army. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have a caller.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi, this is Janet. How is everybody?
Oh, wonderful one.
The word has been, it was powerful as usual. First of all, I want to say thank you to the pastor for bringing a message to the network. And I come with good news. I just wanted to say that prayer works. And my son is home. And I sent out prayers to everyone, every pastor, everybody I knew. And all I know is that the Lord, I don't even really have the words to say. I've just been just so grateful that it immediately I just turned to the pastors and the family and everybody in prayers. Prayer works, especially when my son tells me that there's absolutely no way I should have came home, Ma. I should have been gone. So, and the whole time he kept the faith. And, you know, is when you believe and you know what you know, you can't, I know for myself, there's times where the Lord, I can't Google or I can't research the words to come up with to describe his greatness. Like, there's nothing that I can, you know, if I did come up with a phrase or a word, it's much more than that. So I get quiet. And I get goosebumps when I think about his greatness. And so those that are listening in may play back this message at a later date. If you think you're wavering in your faith and you don't know for sure what you got to lose by getting down on your knees, don't cost nothing. And to believe, and the message today about the mustard seed is so true. I mean, it really is. And I think all of us can attest to it if we just sit back and think the simple things of just waking up every day. That's not a promise to us that we're supposed to wake up every day, go to sleep at night. You know, our children, our family, our mothers. Mother's Day is next weekend, a week from today. I said that to say this, that we don't know if we're going to make it to see Mother's Day next Sunday. So honor your mama now. Cherish every day. I'm going to go to fly to New York. I asked for traveling grace to see my mama, God willing, and taking my son with me. And it's just greatness. I really am very grateful for the word. I usually tune into it once or twice throughout the week and meditate on it. So I thank you, Pastor. I just want to share my good news. And I'm so grateful that you're bringing the message to my network. Thank you.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Oh, I am so overjoyed, Sister Janet. You know, and you know, you and I prayed. We prayed that God's will take place, and now you see that there is a shifting in the atmosphere.
Yep.
There is a shifting taking place. That God is seeing the struggles of His people, and you know, God is making everything all right. It may seem like it's taking forever, but believe me, God is always on time. And I learned that from my mother. My mama always say, it may not come when you want it, but it's always on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so, that, you know, you just gave me an extra. I could preach another 2 hours, man. You, thank you for that. That just blessed my soul.
God is
good. Thank you, God. Yes, He is.
Yep.
Yes, He is. Mm. And if anybody out here heard that testimony right there, if you ever doubted, let that be your, let that right there cure all doubt in your mind. Right there. Because she just told you. Her son even said that there was no way for him to come home. And he did. You tell him, Sister Jen, that I want to personally talk to him. I just want to share in the good news of this. I just want to hear him say that because I know what God is doing. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Whew, yes. Mm. Well, Kim, is there anyone else before we close?
We have a few people on. Last chance, guys. Press the number one. We'll get you right through. We have about 5 minutes left of the show, so now's the time.
Yes. Come on, somebody. I know somebody got a testimony.
Well, don't be shy. After that great testimony, I know someone got something else going on now.
Yeah, buddy. Mm.
Well, I'll give my testimony then. I had a long, dramatic 2 weeks, I just finished up with a great weekend with all three of my sons. I don't get to see them all the time, maybe a handful of times a year, so when I get all three of them at once, it's an incredible event for me. So I'm riding an emotional roller coaster high right now, so if I seem a little giddy, please forgive me.
Amen. No, doctor, the Lord said it's a blessing, doctor, that you were able to have children, and one day you will see your children's children. That's how you know that you are blessed. So you be happy, you be full of joy, you be full of excitement, and when you see those children, you throw them up to the sky and you say, thank you, Jesus, for what you have given me. Because
mm-hmm.
children are a blessing. So, doctor, I was wondering why you sounded so excited. Amen. That's right. You be happy, doctor.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Thanks
and
so
enjoy
much.
It. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what life is all about. That's what life is all about. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be full of joy. God wants us to experience a bliss that we've never experienced before. That's what this is all about. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. All right, everybody, we have just about 4 minutes left. And if you have a testimony or a word that you want to give, or you just want to bless the name of the Lord, now is your time. We set this, the last 2 minutes, aside for you to speak and to give a word. Is there one?
Nope.
Amen. Well, you know, I'll give a little testimony, too. I was saying earlier how within the last couple of weeks it's been just an awesome ride. Last week, one of my sisters in ministry, her name is Pastor Deborah Hope Foster, gave a word out of Jeremiah that shook the foundations of the church. And off of that word, it told me that there is no great person in this world, that there is no perfect person in this world, that God is the only perfect being of this world. And it opened my mind to know that all we have to do is wait for God to do his part, and we just stand still. We are the clay, and he molds us the way he wants us to be. I ask that you would bless and pray for Mass Memorial and Reverend Deborah Hope Foster, amen, because she is a blessing to the church, amen. I'm just overjoyed. We got 2 minutes left. Amen. Brother Darius, do you have any closing words that you would like to give to the people?
Like I said, just pray for that young family in Indianapolis, for that 1-year-old child. That he may recover and that he can live a wonderful, wonderful life.
Amen.
And may God probably bless him with a special talent that he might testify when he gets older.
Amen. That's the truth. Well, on behalf of Brother Darius, I'm sorry, Brother Darius, go ahead.
And Mother's Day's coming so fast. That's crazy. It's year's going so fast. The funeral's Thursday, and that's a few days before Mother's Day. So that's going to be a little bitter, but at the same time, my grandma's going to be 82 on her birthday is Saturday, but Mother's Day is Sunday, so it was a double whammy for me, but I'm grateful she's still here.
Amen. Amen. That's a true blessing. True blessing. You've heard all the blessings and the testimonies today. Hide them in your heart and feed on them throughout this week. This is Pastor D. Townsend on behalf of Brother Hakim, Brother Darius, and Sister Janet. This is the Jubilee Affair, signing off.